Introduction: Breaking the Cycle of Broken Promises. Welcome to Help Me, I Have No Discipline and Zero Self-Control, a guide designed for those who crave real, lasting change, but struggle with procrastination and unfulfilled goals. If you've ever felt stuck in a cycle of broken promises to yourself, this book is here to help you break that cycle and build the self-discipline you need to achieve your goals. Understanding Self-Control. The muscle analogy. Self-control is often misunderstood as an innate trait, but it's more akin to a muscle that can be strengthened with practice and weakened with neglect. Just as your physical muscles can grow fatigued with overuse but become stronger through regular training, your self-control can be fortified in a similar way. Imagine a day where you're highly motivated to stick to your diet or focus on your work, only to find yourself reaching for cookies or scrolling mindlessly through social media the next day. This fluctuation in willpower is normal because self-control is not inexhaustible. It decreases as it is used. Recognizing these boundaries is crucial because it allows you to make decisions that fortify your willpower. For instance, if you've had a day without stress and enough rest, you tend to make healthier food decisions. Developing a self-discipline-oriented mindset. To build self-discipline, you need to adopt a mindset that interprets challenges as opportunities for personal development. This involves a shift from the perception that your abilities are static to recognizing the potential for growth and improvement. Embracing the idea that your skills can grow with commitment and learning is essential for improving self-discipline. Think of challenges as chances for personal development rather than obstacles. When you see challenges in this light, you'll tackle them with eagerness and maintain your resolve in the face of obstacles. For example, instead of viewing a difficult project as a burden, see it as an opportunity to learn new skills and grow professionally. Integrating self-discipline into daily life. Integrating self-discipline into various aspects of your life is key to making lasting changes. This includes setting achievable objectives and cultivating consistent routines. In the realm of health and fitness, for instance, setting modest yet challenging goals is crucial. If your goal is to start running, begin by aiming to complete a 5K. This approach helps you build momentum and confidence without predisposing you to failure. Being kind to yourself when facing temptations is also important. Remember that setbacks are a natural part of the journey. If you slip up, don't berate yourself. Instead, learn from the experience and move forward. Consistency is more important than perfection. Microinsure sustaining motivation and overcoming setbacks. Motivation fluctuates, much like the tides. On some days, you'll be overflowing with energy and ready to confront any challenge, while on other days, even the simplest task can seem overwhelming. Understanding these natural variations is essential for sustaining self-discipline over the long term. To sustain motivation, it's important to recognize that it's okay to have off days. Instead of giving up, focus on small wins and celebrate your progress. For example, if you're trying to establish a reading habit, don't be too hard on yourself if you miss a day. Instead, acknowledge the days you did read and use that momentum to keep going. Dr. Building Psychological Resilience. Psychological resilience is a crucial element for self-discipline. It involves enduring challenges without yielding to stress or losing heart. Cultivating an adaptable attitude and a constructive perspective is essential for effectively tackling challenges. One practical strategy is to practice stress inoculation through role-playing. Partner with a friend and take turns presenting each other with hypothetical challenging scenarios. This helps you prepare for real-life challenges and build the resilience you need to overcome them. Third, practical strategies for self-discipline. To develop proficiency in the craft of self-discipline, you need to recognize the elements that constitute inner fortitude and learn methods for developing it. Here are a few practical strategies. Alter your perspective. Change your viewpoint to see challenges as opportunities rather than threats. This mindset shift helps you approach challenges with eagerness rather than dread. Establish routines. Consistent routines help you build habits that support your goals. Whether it's a morning exercise routine or a daily reading habit, consistency is key. Practice positive self-talk. Foster a mindset geared towards positive self-talk. Encourage yourself with affirmations that reinforce your ability to grow and improve. Set achievable objectives. Pursue objectives that are sufficiently challenging, yet do not predispose you to failure. Start with modest goals and build up to more significant ones. Conclusion: Mastering self-discipline. Mastering self-discipline is a journey, not a destination. It involves understanding the scientific and psychological principles that underpin self-control, adopting a growth-oriented mindset, and integrating practical strategies into your daily life. Remember, self-discipline is not about being perfect. It's about being consistent and resilient. By recognizing the natural fluctuations in motivation, building psychological resilience, and using practical strategies, you can develop the self-discipline needed to achieve your goals. As you embark on this journey, keep in mind that it's okay to face setbacks. What's important is how you respond to them. With the right mindset and strategies, you can break the cycle of broken promises and achieve the lasting change you desire. So start today and watch how your life transforms as you master the art of self-discipline.